So we are learning Masechet Brachos, Daf Mem Dalad on Beis, and I'm beginning on top of the Amud. We'll talk more about Brachos right now. So far, we spoke about Shivas Aminim, that we pass, can you make ala Michya on the grain, you make ala Eitz on Peiris, and maybe ala Gef and ala Warren, like Rav Tesu said. Rav Yitzhak Bar Avdinim, which is Ravenu. Ala Beya, which is eggs, Aminim Kufra, different type of meat. But Chilam Varach Shahakal, you make a Brachos Shahakal. Umusoy Baran Fashas Rabbis. And afterwards, make a bracha fashas. Have a yarka loy, but after the vegetables, you don't make any bracha achrayin according to this pandiyama. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, afilu yarka, have a maya loy. Even vegetables, you have to make a bracha achrayin, but not on water. Rabbi Papa, afilu maya, even water. Marzutra of the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Marzutra did Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi holds that only eggs and meat need a bracha fashas. Rabbi Shimi Bar Ashi of the Rabbi Yitzchak. He did like Rabbi Yitzchak, which is the pandiyama holds that even vegetables need to burn fashas. And how do you remember who did what? The Simon Echad Katrei. Marzutra is a one name. Did like the name of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. And Rav Shimon Vashu is two names. Did like the one name of Rav Yitzchak. So Echad Katrei, Vetrei Kechad. One had one name. Did like the one had two names. And the one had two names. Did like the one had the one name. Omer Rav Ashi, Ano Zimno Dechimat Chirno Avin Nekakulu. Rav Ashi said, when I remember, I do, like the man Yama said, they make a bracha and burn fashas on everything. You have to know the lashon, what it means, the chi mat chirna, which is an interesting lashon. When I remember, so some say because he held that really ikar I didn't have to do it, so on the chumra, he said, I remember to the chumra, I do it. But that's, he's trying to show maybe that it's not mamish ikar I didn't, but you know, if you want, you could do it. Interesting lashon still. So the Gemara writes, it's not, it's a Mishnah Anita. Kol shetoon bracha l'achrav, anything needs a bracha afterwards, for sure needs a bracha before, toon bracha l'fono. But there are things, there are things that need a bracha before, but not a bracha afterwards. So Rav says, Bishlam Ritzvah Avdimi, then we know what's an example of something make a bracha before, not after. Lafuka Yarka, it means vegetables. Vegetables you make a very priya dhamma before, but you don't make a very fashas, according to Amman Yama. L'Rabbi Yitzchak Lafuka Maya, it's just talking about water. Water, he holds, you make a shakav, you don't make a very fashas. El Rav Papa holds that every single food you make bar nefashos, when it says there's certain things you make a bracha lefonav, not acharav, lafuke mai. What does it come and teach us? So, Gemara lafuke mitzvahs. It's coming to exclude mitzvahs. That mitzvahs, even though you make a bracha before the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha after the mitzvah. In fact, Gemara l'bnei barava, the Boston Saka tefillin, after they took a tefillin, v'aruch yakash, asher k'dishonav, b'mitzvahs v'tzvonu l'shmar chukav, Lafuke mai. It's what's going to lafuke. Then we're lafuke reichnik. I'm lafuke smelling. You make a bar mitzvah yesterday. Bar mitzvah, you don't make a bracha achrona on that. So Taisa speaks out that this day you make a bracha achrona on mitzvahs is only tefillin. Because tefillin, that man never held his lila of his man tefillin, and therefore it ended at night. They wore tefillin the whole day till the night, and then it finished. And lishmar chukav didn't make a bracha because the mitzvah like kilo ended. He says we don't have such things, but us we hold lila's man tefillin and never really ends. But that's what he says. But he says the problem is that on Shofar, everyone agreed didn't make a bracha achrona. On Tzitzis and Lulav didn't make a bracha achrona. So you could have said lafuke those mitzvahs. You didn't have to come on to Reichani. That's how he speaks out. Black Shara Dakasha. Why have to go to Reichani? You could have spoken about other mitzvahs that you don't make a bracha achrona. But either way, it's true that on smell you don't make a bracha achrona.
Rashi's chaylik.
What?
Rashi's
chaylik. What's Rashi on?
Rashi says that they made this bracha
on
all the mitzvahs.
What? Rashi on all the mitzvahs. Yeah. They say he says all the mitzvahs. He says Tzitzis Shofar and Lulav also. Yeah. 100%. Amar Rav Yanai, Amar Rav, Kol Shuhu Kebeya, Beya Toiva Mimenu. Anything that's the size of a Beya, it's better to eat the Beya than eat any food that's the size of an egg. It's healthier to eat an egg than any other thing that's the same size of an egg. I guess it also gives you more kayach. Gosu Rav, and Amar Tava Biyasa Magulasa, Mashisa Kaisi Sulta, very soft boiled egg that you could drink it. It's better than 6 kaisi, which is kaisi is a lug, which is 6 eggs. So 6 kaisi would be 36 eggs of soilus. You know, 36 eggs of cake it's still better to eat one soft boiled egg than 36 eggs of cake, that size of cake. Gosar of Dimi Amar, Tava Biasa Mugulasa Mashisa. A soft boiled egg is better than 6 kaisi of sota. Matvisa, if it's roasted, ma'arba, it's better than 4. Mavushla, if it's a cooked egg, kol shu kebeya beya tevinim. Same size of beya is better than it. Levar mi basar. If it's basar, then basar is just as good as the egg. awesome. They're both the same protein, they're both good. Rav Akiva, my fellow achol shalak. Even if you eat a shalak, maybe it's right to read it, if you eat something that's cooked, it's also, according to Rav Akiva, your bench. Tosis spoke out before, that even we had a Gemara before, that Rav Gamil gave his sister Rav Akiva to make a bench on, a kilo bench on Paris, and he made a main shalash. And he said, what are you doing? He said, Yachurab, what do you mean? Rav Akiva holds even more to Rav Gamil, holds even on a vegetable you can bench. Tosis says, it's only if you convey a suda. So it means that out of here, only time if you only bench on a cooked vegetables, only if you convey a suda. That's what Rav Akiva holds. Break the Gemara. Amik emidi to have a shalak mezoini. How could it be such a thing? How could it be such a thing that a shalak, that a cooked vegetable could be mezoini? Or Ravashi v'kal shalak kruv shalak. I'm talking about a piece of cabbage. A piece of cabbage, a stalk of cabbage is very, very healthy and very, a lot of mezoinis. Tarabonim. Tachoil, the meat of the spleen is yofel shnayim, is good for teeth, but kashuv nimayim, it's not good for the stomach. Kreshin, which is leeks, it could be. Kashuv shnayim, not good for the teeth, v'yofel nimayim, it's good for the stomach. Kol yarek, and the Gemara will explain every single step of this braisa. Kol yarek chai, moirik, any raw vegetable turns a person's face green. Kol kota makdin, and any small something that didn't grow, any animal, let's say a boss that didn't grow to or anything that didn't not fully ripen, makdin, makes a person small. The Gemara will explain all these things. V'chol nefesh meisiv z'nefesh. Anything that's from the nefesh returns the nefesh to a person. V'chol karov nefesh meisiv nefesh. Anything that's close to nefesh meisiv nefesh. Kruv is l'mazoin, it's good for mazoin. V'tardin, kruv is cabbage, is good for mazoin. V'tardin l'refua, and beets are good for refua. Oiloi l'bayis, which means oi to the stomach. Sha'alefes oiveres v'zeichel. The turnip goes through it. Now the Gemara has explained every step of this braisa. The first thing is said, Omar, tochol, the spleen is yofel shenayim. It's good for the teeth, the kosher for the night, not good for the stomach. So what's the eighth if you want to have spleen? Very simple. Ma'atikante, nila say, chew it up, it's good for your teeth. And neshtai, you spit it out. Good for your teeth, and you got everything, anything you need from it. Then you throw it out, you don't want to get into your stomach. Kreshin is the opposite. It's kosher for shenayim, yofel shenayim. It's good for your stomach, bad for your teeth. What do you do? Ma'atikante, shukenu, you cook it up very, very well. Mnevelinu, and you swallow it without chewing it. It's so soft. You swallow out chewing it, therefore it won't ruin your teeth. Kol yerechai marik, every raw vegetable makes you green. That's not every time. I don't know if it's like, only if you eat it right after you do bloodletting. Then it's not healthy to have a raw vegetable, to eat a carrot. I don't know if it's like, anyone who eats a yerek before, so I'm going to learn Rashi attaches. Kol oichel yerek, anyone who eats a yerek, koidem avashoyis also savri menu. Someone who didn't eat yet in the first 4 hours should not talk to the guy who ate the yerek. That's a Rashi taichin. My time is some reicha, because the guy has reach from his mouth from the vegetable, and you didn't eat breakfast yet, you're going to get harmed from him. The Rishash does not learn like that. He has a kasha Rashi. He says it means that for the person who ate the yerek, he shouldn't talk to anyone else. That's a Rishash taichin. A person also, not a halacha, different Rabbi Yitzchak, that a person himself should not eat raw vegetables the first 4 hours of the day on an empty stomach. There's a story, they're all sitting, three of them. So the first 4 hours in the morning, they brought him a vegetable, raw vegetable. And Meir Vashi Achal, Meir Vashi ate it, Mazutra Achal, Mazutra didn't eat it. Omele, Ma Daitech. He said to the answer of Zutra, what's pshat in you? The Amr Rav Yitzchak, Kol Oichel Yerek, Koidem Avashoy, is also Sabe Menu, Mishum Reicha. Because you go like Rav Yitzchak, who says, anyone ate a Yerek, so you're not allowed to talk to someone who ate a vegetable. V'anan deka achlina, and the Kamashtar is done, you're talking to us. You know, we ate a vegetable, you're talking to us. Amr Lahu, Anoki Idel Rav Yitzchak, we're like, other Rav Yitzchak. The Amr Rav Yitzchak, also La Odom, Shiyoichel Yerek, Koidem Avashoy, I'm going to other Rav Yitzchak, because you're not allowed to eat raw vegetables for 4 hours, and I didn't eat anything yet today, so I don't eat vegetables. But I don't, the other part, not talking to someone who ate vegetables, that I'm not makbid on. Only makbid on other Rav Yitzchak. The Bright said further, called katan makdin, anything that didn't grow fully makes a person smaller if he eats it. I'm Rav Chista, filo gadya barzuza. Even a gadya barzuza, which means barzuza means it's worth a lot of money, but still, since it's too small, this gadya didn't grow up. It's not good. Even the Rashi says, even if it's shomei v'toyev, it's fat and good, and Barzuz told you don't eat it. Loyamara, that's by river. It's only if it didn't grow yet a quarter of what it's supposed to be. Aval it's by river, if it grows already a quarter of what it's supposed to be, less number, then it's fine. The Bryce said further, call nefesh, mevish nefesh. Everything that has a nefesh is mevish nefesh. What does that mean? All right, Papa. I fill a gilin begili. It means if you eat entire fish, even small little fish, they're called begili, gildani begili, still, since you're eating the whole entire nefesh, so it's very good for you. It's mevish nefesh. Call a carved nefesh, mevish nefesh. Not only if you eat entire nefesh, anything that's carved to nefesh also works. What does that mean? Avracha bar Yaakov, unka. That means the throat. It's very healthy to eat the throat of the behemoth because it's next to it's the makkah beis shechita and it's near Rashi's, near the lev and the ma'ayin, near the heart and the stomach, which is hard to understand because it's not really so close to it, but that's what Rashi says. Therefore, it's close to the place of the nefesh. Only Rav Loshami, ki maisli umsa the visra, you bring me a piece of meat, a piece of beef jerky, tarak v'aisli mahal hecha the karli bo'avaro. Bring it me from the place near where they shecht it, where they make the bracha of shechita. That means in the makar of the bay baruch, near the place where they make a shechita. Kar of lamazin and tarad refuah. It says kru of lamazin, cabbage guf lamazin and tarad them for refuah. Zok demar akasha, pek demar akasha. Kru of lamazin in refuah loy is kru of only good for mazin, not for refuah. But tayon under brayza, shisha dvar merap mezachel machayu. Six things that make a person better. Rufas and refuah, and refuah is good. Ve'elohein, kruv, which is cabbage, tarred and beets, meisisim, which is a type of mint, a mint juice. The vash you take out, so it really is really meisisim yavesh, like a dry mint. Ve'keva, the stomach. Ve'haras is the uterus. Ve'yaseres ha'kavid, and certain fat that's on top of the liver. The six things are kruv, tarred, meisisim, keva, haras, yaseres ha'kavid. That's why you have to take a vash, because it will be a seventh thing. So what do you see from here, Akapadim? That kruv is a refuah. Ela'ema kruv afle mazin. Kruv is not only refuah, it's also mazin. And the Braisa ends off, says, oilo levayis, you know, woe to the stomach, shalefes averes asaychet, if the lefes goes through it. Eini, yivamali rav l'shamei, ki chazus lefes of shukam. You go out to buy me something to eat my bread with, if you see lefes, loy temeli my karach drifted. Don't even ask me, what am I using to eat my bread with. That's, I always eat lefes, I love it. And that's good for me. So you see, it's good. Amabaya, it means mebli basar. It means to eat it without basa. Eat it with basa, then lefes tastes good. Then lefes is good for your stomach. Rava amar b'li yayin. If you don't have wine, if you have wine, it's good. Itmar rava b'li basa. That's only no good if you don't have basa. Shmuel amar only if it's b'li etzim without being cooked. Rav Yechon amar b'li yayin. Only without yayin. Only rav dar papa sudni. Rav papa was a beer maker. He made beer. That's what he called him sudni. He's lashon making beer. We, when we eat our lefes, we break it, we make it, you know, edible for our stomachs with basa and wine. But you don't have wine, you have only beer. You don't have wine. How do you make sure it's good for your stomach? There's a lot of firewood, because I cook it a lot. The wife of our papa, after he cooked it once, tabrala, she broke it, which means she cooked it more, but tamnam upi precisa, with 80 logs of wood to make sure it cooks very, very well, long time. Toran boran, da kata maliach, a sort of fish, pa'am shumemis, b'shiva, sometimes it could kill a person 7 days after it's salted, b'shiva also 17 days after it's salted, b'shiva 27 days after it's salted, b'shiva 23 days after it's salted. So don't eat it on those days. But v'loy amaron, ele b'matvi, v'loy matvi. Only if it's roasted like halfway. A matvi shap, if you roast it well, less than was no problem. And even loy matvi shap, v'loy amaron, loy shasa v'asrei shirche, don't drink beer afterwards. Ava shasa v'asrei shirche, if you drink beer afterwards, less than was, there's no problem with it. Zotim aravaita, shoyse mayim l'tzma'oy, says in the Mishnah, someone drinks water when he's thirsty, he makes shaka. What does it mean when he drinks water when he's thirsty? What do you mean? What does that mean? What's lafuke? Lafuke man, what's coming to exclude? I'm either by oven, lafuke leman, the chankete umtsa. Someone got a bone stuck in his throat, and he needs to get it down, and takes a drink of water. So you would say, oh, it's gavalde gahana, he's getting the thing down his throat. Zok the Mishnah, no, there's no bracha. There's no bracha. If you're taking it just like to get a pill down, there's no bracha on the water. But Tosfos speaks out that first of all, if you're thirsty, you'd make a bracha. And also, if you're drinking orange juice, then since the thing has a good taste also, so you'd also make a bracha. Like we had in the Gemara before, the inference for a four, but if it tastes good, you make a bracha. So therefore, if you drink orange juice, of course you have to make a bracha, but water, the only thing to make a bracha on water is only if you're thirsty. Last Gemara, Tafnal Berenfos, Rabbis, like we spoke out, Tosfos meant that Tafnal, that was the bracha Rishaina. Omli Rava Barbar Khan Labayev, Armelar Vyasev, Hilkasamai, what's the halacha? What do we do? Omli Puk Khazi Ma'am Dabar, go look what people do in the world. And Rashi explains, what do? We always say Bayer Nefashis afterwards. We make a bracha shaka before and a Bayer Nefashis afterwards, and that's the minig, and because that's the Amad Dabar, and that's what we do. Hadron Allah Ketzad Mevarchim.